This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Who, what, why, where, when, and how? Answering these six questions helps to understand a portion of the Bible like 2 Kings 5. Naaman and Elisha are the main characters. Their nation's kings are mentioned, but the servants of Naaman and Elisha play an important role in this story. Naaman's trip to Elisha answers the what question. Why did he take this trip? His servant girl recommended it. It took place in Samaria during the reigns of Joram and Jehoshaphat. How did the miracle healing take place? Naaman's servant girl recommended he go to Elisha for help. Elisha had his servant instruct him to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. Accustomed to more attention and honor, Naaman was insulted and rebelled. His servants persuaded him to do what Elisha said. When he did, he was healed. In gratitude, he offered Elisha gifts, but he refused the offer. Naaman was not only healed physically, he testified of spiritual reorientation or rebirth. The story ends with the tragic betrayal of Gehazi, Elisha's servant, who wanted to embezzle a gift from Naaman. God struck him with leprosy instead. What I learned from these answers is that God often chooses humble, devoted servants to do his work. True, prominent personalities get attention, but often what they accomplish requires the support and encouragement of humble servants. God can use you if you, like these servants, look out for the welfare of others, but beware of taking credit or trying to profit when God uses you. God blesses an altruistic spirit.